As I mentioned there, and you heard in the news as well, as mentioned just before news, really sad, sad news about what I would consider one of the greatest comedians to come out of England, legendary comedian Rick Mayall, has passed away at the age of 56. And for Irish audiences, well, I mean, sure, like me, when you were growing up, the young ones was so important, especially if you were just coming out of university. That's the way we lived. And also Bottom, an amazing thing, and New Statesman. And then he broke into Hollywood in a few Drop Dead Fred, wasn't it, that he broke in, that he made as well. And recently starred in Damo and Ivor here on RT Television. And his on-screen wife is actress Norma Sheehan, who's on the line. Norma, how are you?
How are you doing, Colin? How are you?
Not too bad at all. Devastating news. When did you find out?
Literally about 5 minutes ago, someone texted me. So, oh, well, sorry, maybe 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I have no idea of the circumstances.
There's nothing around at the moment of the circumstances. Basically, it just came from his management company, who informed the BBC that Rick Mayall passed away, and that's all we know. But you had the pleasure of working with the man. I mean, he is a comedic legend.
Yeah, I have to say now, you know, I mean, he's no spring chicken, but I mean, 56 is so young.
Mm.
God, it's unbelievable. I worked with him for a few days on the show last year, and he was like a child, really. He was like Peter Pan, just coming up with ideas all the time. And I have to say, you know, I came away from the job thinking he was very inspiring, like, because he'd always, between each scene or each take, he'd try and come up with some new ideas, and he was just so, God, he was so passionate. And you know, Andy Quirk, who's the lead and the producer and writer of Damo and Ivor, and his cousin Jules Carbonara, they were so delighted to get him on board. And then when they did, he was just the easiest person to work with.
I was thinking that when I was, I mean, your character and his character being married, and it was just, it was a bizarre relationship on screen and very, very funny. But when I saw it first, I thought, how did they get Rick Mayall? I mean, did they go over, fly over to England and audition him, or how did Andy get him?
Well, Jules would have been a massive fan. She's Andy Quirk's cousin, and she'd been plaguing him to do it. And she's a wonderful girl. You don't say no to her.
Right.
So he agreed to do it, but, I mean, obviously it was an RTÉ budget, so I think they squeezed all his scenes in for 2 days. So we were going wham-bam for 2 days. Now, we were about to start filming in a few weeks' time again, and we were all on board for that. So he had agreed to come back and do the next series, I think, because obviously if I was back, I presume he'd be right beside me.
Yeah.
And he's dead. He'd obviously agreed to come back if he was more involved this year. And I spoke to the producers, and they said they were going to bump up his part this year because he enjoyed himself so much on it last year.
So the whole series is hanging in the air. I mean, it's just tragic news. And when these situations arise, I mean, the first thing you think of is the man, the family, the friends and everything. But so there'll be no indication at this early stage whether series two is going to go ahead.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, you know, whatever. Sorry, I can't even think about that. But
no, I know.
I have no idea. I haven't spoken to anyone, but he'll be sadly missed.
To get an idea of how he worked, again, when I was watching television, you know, just coming out of uni and me first flat and all that, watching the young ones, people started to try to live that lifestyle almost. It was hilarious. And then Bottom and then the New Statesman. I mean, was he that funny off camera as well? I mean, was he literally writing ideas for Damo and Ivor?
No, Damo and Ivor was pretty tight, but because they knew they had a genius on board, when, you know, Andy and Jules and the director, Robert, would go to him between takes, going, do you have any ideas? And he always would. So, they, you know when you have someone present who's a legend with comedy and farce comedy, which Damo and Ivor is, they were quick to ask him for ideas. But he was literally now like a creative fountain. Like, he would be just, he was wired and just, you know, constantly thinking of ways in between each take, trying to get it better and better and funnier and funnier. And it suited him because he's quite a farcical comedian. He's certainly not naturalistic.
No, absolutely. I mean, even his stand-up routines, I remember from the Saturday Night Show with Ben Elton, that they were very farcical. And I got this, you do get this sense from his personality of all the characters he's done, that he's wired. He's completely wired. So he's like that once the camera goes off, or he was rather like that.
Well, the first morning I met him, we had breakfast together before we started shooting, so I never met him, and we were about to play husband and wife in a few minutes' time, and he just made me feel so relaxed. We had a fry together, and we went on set, and of course, I was a little bit, oh God, you know, a little bit in awe, but trying to act normal, and But God, 20 minutes in and you're just going, okay, he's just Joe Bloggs and it's grand. Yeah, it's fine.
It's amazing.
So he was very, very, very relaxed and very welcome. Yeah.
Well, as I said, it is shocking news. He was only 56. He was involved in an accident back in 1998. He was in a coma for a number of days, but he seemed to have recovered completely from that. And he was doing quite a lot of work.
I mean, I've no idea. I can't comment.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I've no idea. I absolutely found him a complete pleasure, and I was so excited. I was in LA last week, and I was telling everyone I'm going home to work with Rick Mayall, and I was just so buzzing about going back on the job now, to be honest. But anyway.
Okay, well, listen, Norma, we just wanted to get a little insight to the man. I mean, I have to say, I'm a huge fan of his work and devastated when I saw that today, because for the last 20, 30 years, the man has been at the forefront of some of the best comedy coming out of England, and now here in RTÉ as well, with Damon Ivor.
And actually, the Mumbai, which I was on recently, I'm sure like some of the inspiration for that would have come out of Drop Dead Fred. You know, the Imagine Friends and all that kind of stuff. People have been inspired by him, definitely.
He'll be sadly missed. Norma, thanks very much for taking the time to take the call. Thank you. Take care of yourself.
Cheers.
All right. That's Norma Sheen, who played the part of Victoria It's Daddy, which was the on-screen wife of Rick Mayall. And as we said there, the news is out that he's passed away, 56 years of age. And that's all we know. We did absolutely nothing about the circumstances, what occurred, nothing else, I'm sure. You know, the amount of time. It's just the way suddenly social media, the internet, just went absolutely bananas when the statement was issued by the BBC.